Imagine a world where instead of buying a bunch of carrots, you just bought one. Or if you needed a single potato to make enough mash for your entire family, you could just again buy one single potato. You don't have to get lots to make the same amount. You're getting my point. Well, welcome to the wonderful world of Big Veg. Last year, retired British fisherman Gerald Stratford decided to give gigantic vegetable growing a go, and boy, did it explode. He now has more than 150,000 followers on Twitter and has been dubbed the King of Big Veg. And I'm delighted to say that he's joining us all the way from the UK. Welcome to Radio National Drive.
Good morning.
How exciting.
Or good afternoon in your case.
Paint a picture of your garden for me. Just how big have you grown some of your vegetables?
My large carrots I grow to 1 meter long. Parsnips nearly 1.5 meters long. I also I've just got a second in the British Championships with a carrot, a set of three carrots called Sweet Candle. They are 12 to 16 inches long. Potatoes over 2 pounds.
That's a large potato. How do you even deal with a potato that big?
Oh, we just eat it.
That's
we love it. We love our veg.
Well, what's not to love? So you've amassed a huge following online, but take me back to the start before you became a famous big veg person. How did you get into growing big vegetables?
It was just a continuation from growing veg. I've been growing veg all my life, 60 years. My father taught me when I was a young lad. I suppose 5 years ago, me and my good lady Elizabeth, we moved to a little bungalow in the Cotswolds in West Oxfordshire. And we got a very, very big back garden. And when we planned it, I planned half of it for veg, built two greenhouses, and it just automatically got into it.
So why did you decide to share these enormous vegetables online?
In February 2019, one or two friends around the country who garden with me said, you know, why don't you try Twitter, Gerald? There's a thing on there where we show photographs And I thought, yeah, I'll give that a go. So I got into Twitter. I mean, I'm not heavy into computers. I struggle with technology, but I got into it. And over the next few months, you know, I put one, sometimes two photos a week and got a few followers, and I followed a few more people. And then in May of this year, May the 16th, I had a bucket, a 30-litre bucket, with two potatoes growing in it. And I said to Elizabeth, let's go out and harvest them and see what we've got. So I give Elizabeth the camera, and she took a before and after photograph of harvesting them on the lawn. And I put a comment with the photographs on Twitter with something like, my first early potatoes, Rocket, that is the variety of potato. Well pleased. And my phone just started bleeping and buzzing and making all sorts of things. And I didn't really know what was happening. So I got in touch with my nephew, Stephen, who's much, much better with computers than me. And he come back to me and said, you've just gone viral with some potatoes.
And all of a sudden, your potatoes were the most famous potatoes on the internet. So you took over the internet. your response was enormous, right? Everyone loved your enormous vegetables.
Yes, and since then, it's just gradually took on. It's got bigger and bigger and bigger. And, you know, I don't do politics or football or religion or anything. I'm just me and my garden. And if my followers like that and they're happy, well, I'm happy.
Well, we're happy to speak to you, but I'm really curious, just how do you grow a giant vegetable? Because I love the efficiency here. I love the idea of one potato to feed my whole family. I can't stand peeling lots of different potatoes or yeah, I like the idea of just one thing. I like it makes sense to me. So how do you do it?
It's quite, I won't say labor intensive, but you have to keep your eye on it every single day. You know, you're keeping an eye on what you're planting and growing. And things, they're slightly different because the carrots, parsnips and beetroot, I grow in 200-litre barrels. And would you like me to explain how?
Yeah, that's very large, yes.
Well, you fill the barrel with sand, plain builder sand, and then you bore out a 75 millimeter hole. I use a piece of 375. I get metric mixed up. 75 millimeter downpipe, and you bore out a hole into the sand, and then you fill it up with compost. I use a mixture of my own compost. I make my own compost rather than buy, but you can use just ordinary compost. Then you plant three carrot seeds. When they grow to their second true leaf, that is about when they're about 50 centimetres long, not centimetres, millimetres high, you then have to be cruel and pull two of them up to leave one plant. And a big softie like I am, the two I pull up, I plant in the garden.
Oh, of course you do. That makes perfect sense to me. It's an amazing, everyone should follow you, I've got to say. You're going to have lots of followers after this. Thank you so much for coming on our show.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Gerald Stratford is a big vegetable grower in England, and you can find him on Twitter at Gerald Strat for three. Incredible pictures, really quite something. Like, honestly, it's worth your time. I kid you not.